the quantum graphic, okay? But event horizon is a global concept, which means we can identify it only if we know the whole space time, especially the law embedding. But what does it mean when we often say there is a supermassive black hole in the center of galaxies? In fact, it involves the notion of dynamical horizon. Okay, I mean it's dynamical horizon that agrees with the boundary of black holes discussed in astrophysics. Especially recently, Ash and Crichton has developed the first and second law of black hole mechanics for dynamical horizon. Okay, so a natural idea arises, which is if we have a generalized second law for black hole dynamical horizon. Here we propose a generalized second law of some dynamics for black hole dynamical horizon in a covariant entropy bound formulation, which says the entropy flux across the dynamical horizon is less than the difference of area. Where the Planck unit is used and the dominant energy condition has been assumed. So the A prime will be greater than the A. Okay. What's a dynamic horizon? The dynamic horizon is essentially it's just a foliation of apparent horizon. I mean, here, dynamical horizon is the three-dimensional submanifold in four-dimensional space-time. On each leaf, we will have two normal law vector. We have one law normal. Its expansion will be vanishing. This kind of leaf will be called apparent horizon. If we have many apparent horizons, then we will have foliation of apparent horizon, then we will have a three-dimensional submanifold, which is foliated by apparent horizon. This is just a dynamical horizon. But here is our test, our covariant entropy bound formulation of generalized second law for dynamical horizon in blue invariant black holes. This is just the element 9 in the Eddington-Potentian coordinate. Okay. This element just describes the black hole collapse in the Minkowski space time. I mean, at first we have Minkowski space time, then we will have night shell to collapse, then we will have a green black hole. At the final state, we will have a black hole with a mass m. Okay. If we calculate its energy momentum tensor, we will get something like this. Here, if we have dominant energy condition satisfied, we will have this f. Here, the pi denotes the derivative of argument. If the dominant energy condition is satisfied, we will have F is an increased function of this argument. Here, we will find the dynamic horizon is just given by R equals RMF. Okay, here is a dynamic horizon. Then if we have the R equals 2MF, we will have the difference of the area for dynamic horizon is given by this formula, okay? Because this, yeah. But now, how to test it, our covariant entropy bound? Here we have a trick, which means if we have entropy flux through this this dynamic horizon, this is a difference of area. But we found if we calculate the energy component in the fast distance, where the gravitational force is very very weak, so we obtain the effective mass given by this formula. This means if we have this stuff, we let this stuff to go collapse to a black hole, its mass will be something like this. So if we believe the generalized second law for black hole event horizon, then we will get the entropy flux, the entropy, this stuff will no less than this, because this stuff's mass will give this, so we will have this stuff. Okay. Then we will find this quantity will less than one quarter of this quantity. So we give proof of our covariant entropy bound formulation of generalization for black hole dynamic horizon. But we want to go further along this line. We would like to give a covariant entropy bound projection for general dynamic horizon. Here we for black hole dynamic horizon is specified, but here we give up the specified condition. Here we just keep one of the expansion of law valid. Then if we employing the Richard Way equation, we will found the classification of general dynamical horizon, and here is the examples, okay? Especially I want to say the green value of, okay, here. The black hole dynamic horizon just stay here, okay? Just stay here. Here I would like to compare our entropy bound with both of covariant entropy conjecture. We share the same condition. I mean, we need assume same condition. This is just the dominant energy condition, but our bound is incidentally dependent on the dynamic horizon. But both of entropy bound is dependent on light shift. Okay, this is a difference. This is the same. This is different. Okay. Here, we would like to test our covariant entropy bound projection in expanding FIW universes, because here we have a general dynamic horizon. Okay. Many cases is just FIW universe. Here is FRW universe. here is also FRW, but just it's a cosmological constant here. So we would like to test our covariant entropy bound in expanding universe. The test is very here is just the standard Robertson work matching. This is the expansion of no normal vector. One is outgroup, one is angle. Then the energy momentum is just like this. If we assume the fixed state of equation, we will get the scale factor just something just like this. Here is just the dynamical horizon, okay? Because this is obviously a three-dimensional submanifold because this is an equation which will give a submanifold in the Robertson work matrix. But here we assume because this is a homogeneous and isotropic universe, so we assume the entropy current is also isotropic and homogeneous. Okay, especially here, we have assumed the entropy flux. I mean, the evolution of mat is adiabatic. But here I want to say, due to the dominant energy condition, we will get Q is greater than 1/2 or Q less than minus 1. When Q is some elective constant, we will have eta is also elective. Okay. When Q is positive, eta is positive. We will find in conformal coordinate for Q is greater than 1/2, we will have this kind of dynamical horizon. So, due to the entropy flux, entropy current is conserved, so we can use Gauss theorem. We will get, in this case, we will get our covariant entropy bound just like this. Here this is the entropy flux through if S of eta is just entropy flux through this region. S of eta prime is just through this region because we have used the Gaussian theorem. Okay. But for Q less than minus 1, dynamical horizon just like this, so we will have this result. If we plugging this into this, we will get this, will imply this inequality. This will imply this inequality. For farm here, this function is just increasing function of eta for Q greater than 1/2. So if this bound, if this inequality holds at some early time, it will be correct for less time. This we will find is a decreasing function of eta. So if this inequality insectified at some early time, we will have this beholding for lifetime. So, but for early time, the quantum effect, I mean, quantum gravity effect will become dominant. So, we could not obtain this result will be correct. Okay. But we also can use our covariance bound as a theoretical constraint to cosmological physics. If we, in the previous cases, we assume the fixed state of equation, but here we have a cosmological constant. I mean the matter content include cosmological constant plus that the mat. Okay, so the same by the same analysis, we will get this inequality, especially if we assume our universe is just the matter content is just like this. Here I want to say this lambda is just the cosmological constant divided by 4 pi. If we plug in this into this, we will get this kind of inequality. This, I think this is our lower result. This is, I think it's very important because it develops a lower relation between cosmological constant and dust matter. Okay? So the presence of cosmological constant implies we must have dust matter. So but we know the dust matter must be massive. So which means cosmological constant must have some profound relation with the origin of mass. Okay. But we also know the dust matter is also very important to our creation of life. So we think our covariance and strong conjecture favors anisotropic principle. Okay, now we have conclusions. Our covariant entropy bound conjecture has been formulated to general cases and confirmed by various examples. Especially, it implies a lower but profound relation between cosmological constant and the dust matter, which provide oscillate macroscopic approach to resolve the long-standing cosmological constant problem. The last slide just out. We think we need to investigate many cases, just more realistic gravitational collapse with negative cosmological constant in the inhomogeneous universe such as LTP model. And we test our covariant bond to the loop quantum cosmology. But I think the more important thing, maybe we should look for the microscopic origin of our covariant entropy bound conjecture. Thanks.